And back here in Moultrie, Georgia, it's halftime. Our Vikings trail the Packers 17-7. Out on the field, the Lounsheim, Georgia, Bridgman, as they entertain the Colquitt County crowd to across the way from us. Wes?
Bill looking at recapping the first half, and Marty brings a chair and slides over so he can get the rest on his feet. It started out great for our Vikings. We had to kick off to the Packers. They fumbled on their second possession, and I thought, man, this is going to be great. We're going to get on the board first. We didn't. Packers went downfield and ended up, they started their 36, drove all the way down to the 16, and then they kicked a 30-yard field goal to go up 3-0. However, we got the ball back, and we started moving, and we had a second and three at our 41, and Nick Bergman, boy, what a great, great play by Bergman. As he started one way for a halfback pass, kept it, went back, Lance Gerald with a tremendous block out on the corner. Bergman gets downfield, and then Gerald comes back and hits number 34, Kevin Edmonds, with a big pass play down the right sidelines, and Mike Moore carries it in. We're up 7-3, feeling pretty good. But during the Packers come right back down, march right back down the field, and aided with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty against our Vikings, go up 10-3, and then that halfback pass, a 19-yard halfback pass down in our corner of the end zone, and just absolutely nobody there for the Packers to have a 17-7 lead here at halftime.
And I tell you, the Marty came up. One of the things that we really got to get back to is what we do. Our team is a running team, and I know we'll talk a little bit about that through the half here, but that's what we do. That's what we have hung our hat on for the last 10 years. It's what's gotten us 3 state championships in the last 9 years. I really think we've got to return to that and get on there and start running. What do you think, Marty?
Go ahead.
Bill, I totally agree with you. You know, for years we talked about us being a wing tee team and not throwing it much. We've come out tonight, and it's obviously our game plan to try to spread it out and, mix up the pass and the run and get the ball in the air a little bit. And we did have the one big play down there to Kevin Edwards, and he made a great catch. Great catch.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And even a good run there after the catch. But we are a running football team. That's what we've always prided ourselves on. That's what we've always done to win football games. We ran the wing tee in one play in that first half, gained about 15 yards on a Nick Bergman carry. And I look for us to come back to it in the second half. I look for us to come out and just line it up and say, okay, here's what we do, and we're going to do it and see if we can't try to move the football. Colquitt's front seven is very good.
Yes.
They are very good. And I imagine that we looked at that on film and thought we got to get the ball out into the secondary because their weakness on defense is their secondary. But we got to do our strength, and our strength is running the football. We need to return to that, and we need to come out in this first drive. Guys, we said it last week. First drive of the third quarter, probably the most important drive of the football game. Wes, I've heard you say that for years and years. And we have to come out and have a good drive, first drive of the third quarter.
Guys, one thing I've noticed, and we've said it all year long, we got to win the battle of time of possession and first downs. I think first downs, Bill may have gone over.
We hadn't yet, but yeah.
We've got four first downs to Colquitt's 10. I think if we start setting the tone with some first downs on offense, the rest will take care of itself. As far as defensively, we've got to find an answer for their tight end. He is absolutely killing us. We've got some pretty good pressure on the quarterback every once in a while, but number 80 is finding a way to find a little zone behind linebackers, out in the flat, and he's just really wreaking havoc on our defense. And we've got to get an answer for that, guys.
Yeah, maybe even take some chances defensively and really get up tighter to the line of scrimmage. I know, and we've said this before, Coach McPherson's philosophy is keep it in front of you. If you can keep it in front of you, you can avoid the big, big plays. But what's happening, and now over the last couple of years, people are dinking and dunking us underneath, and we've got to be able to get up and maybe get some bumps on those wide receivers.
Bill, I totally agree with you. I think we're going to have to get up in their face and get some pressure on the receivers because what they're doing is they're spreading us out, hitting a few shots out there in the flats and then sneaking in Ty Smith in there into the kind of the mid-range in the secondary in there behind our linebackers. They're having our linebackers moving laterally and he's sneaking in behind them. And we've got to find an answer for that. It all starts with up front and putting pressure. Taylor mentioned we've gotten a little bit of pressure on him in the first half, but we really haven't got to him. The one time we did, he made a great throw out here to the flats and got a big play and a big first down. We need some pressure on him. They're double teaming James Mathis. They've been all over him first half. We need somebody else on that defensive line to step up and make some plays here in the second half if we're going to have a chance.
Well, as a wise man once told me, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. And we trail 17-7 here at MacDarp Stadium in Moultrie, Georgia. And we are on the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You are listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Welcome back to Colquitt County, where our Vikings trail the Packers 17-7 at halftime. I want to give you the halftime stats here. Thank you to Barry Broom All-State Insurance for their support of this halftime program. Remember, you're in good hands with All-State. Tonight, first downs, Colquitt with 10 first downs in the first half. They're 18 carries for 61 yards on the ground, 14 of 18 in the air for 116 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. They've run 36 total plays, run off 177 total yards of offense. They fumbled the ball once, losing it, been penalized twice for a total of 15 yards, and their punts, one punt for 36 yards. Their leading rusher is number 11. That's Willie Woodyard. He has got 10 carries for 55 yards. Their leading receiver, number 80, Ty Smith, six catches for 60 yards. For the Vikings, they've had four first downs in the first half. They've got 19 carries for 34 yards on the ground. They're 2 of 4 in the air for 33 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. We've run 23 total plays in the first half for a total of 67 yards. We have fumbled twice, not lost either one of those. Penalized two times for 16 yards, and we punted three times for an average of 31.7 yards. Our leading rusher, number 21, Nick Bergman, five carries for 31 yards, and our leading receiver, number 24, Kevin Edwards, one catch for 30 yards, and that's your halftime stats. Thank you to Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance, for their support of this halftime show. Guys, I don't know how much more we can analyze what happened in the first half, but those stats tell us a lot of things. Only 23 total plays by our Vikings. We're got our defense on the field for 36 plays in the first half, and we're just getting beat up.
We are, Bill, and of course you look at our total offense there, and we've only got 67 yards of total offense. We've actually had quite a few plays that were negative. So that's taken away from us there. We've had a couple fumbles there when Lance got stepped on and tried to pitch it back. So we've had a couple plays there that really some big losses that kind of has offset that. They're sitting at 177 yards total offense. We're playing pretty good against them. I mean, we're making them work for it. They haven't had any really big plays other than the touchdown that was 20-something yards on the halfback pass. That was probably their biggest play of the night. We just have not been able to consistently move the football, and we're going to have to do that in the second half if we want a chance to win.
Well, we talked about it before the break, and we said, really, we're going to have to really get out and run the ball, mix in the pass every so often, and granted, we are armchair quarterbacks up here, but I would love to see us get back in that wing tee and just grind it out, little couple passes, dump passes on the outside. I think we got a chance. We're only down 10 points here. Obviously still in this ball game.
Absolutely. And one thing I've noticed watching tonight, on the great Lounge power running teams, you see the initial contact, usually about 3 or 4 yards past where the ball is snapped. Tonight, it's about 1 or 2 yards maybe behind the line of scrimmage. And that may be the tale of this game, that we've got to offensively on the front push those guys back and get the initial contact 4, 5, 6 yards down the field, open up some holes, and hit the hole hard.
Yeah, we do, and we've tried to run the outside, but a team with this kind of speed in Colquitt, they're going to be tough to run on the outside. Well, guys, as I look out on the field, the Colquitt County Band entertaining the crowd here, and we got about 3 minutes before we get back to second half action. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We're at halftime here at Colquitt County. Our Vikings, they trail 17-7. And we're back at Colquitt County High School, Colquitt County MacDarp Field, MacDarp Stadium at Tom White Field. Clock continues to tick down here at halftime. Our Vikings trail the Packers 17-7. And been a first half just absolutely dominated by the Colquitt County Packers. Vikings have got to find some rhythm offensively. and be able to put some points on the board to get back in this ball game. The Packers went out, scored a field goal, went up 3-0. The Vikings came back, scored a touchdown. We went up 7-3. Then the Packers came back, scored another touchdown, went up, 10-7, and then added another one on a halfback pass and just a wide-open wide receiver. And they've gone up 17-7. The Vikings had an opportunity after a good kick return by Nick Bergman on the kick return, and unfortunately could not make anything out of it. Matter of fact, we lost yards on it. And then we found ourselves here in this situation as we're getting ready to start the second half. The bands performed during the halftime. Great band shows. About 2:20 on the clock. They, of course, always reset that to 3 minutes to allow the teams opportunities to warm up. Wes, what do you think we got to do this half?
Well, you and Marty and Taylor have said it all. We've got to start. We've got to control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, which we haven't done. And we've got to find a way to get pressure not only on Cole Seagraves, but we've got to find a way to stop Ty Smith. He has done whatever he's wanted to do. The 6'4 senior has they're doing it really smart, Bill, because they're catching us in between. They're going right behind the linebackers and underneath the corners or underneath the safeties where they're hitting him at. And if you play play short, then he's going to get behind you. And you've got to play smart ball. But if you don't, they're going to hit you for long ones and they're gone. But one thing to remember, what the stats looked like last week at halftime.
Absolutely. That's one thing I wanted to mention. That's if you're looking at the Valdosta game in the second half and this game in the first half, we've played four quarters of pretty flat football, both offensively and defensively. But like I said last week, it's not over till it's over. And we got to come out here strong on offense. I'd like to see us score on this first drive, set the tone for the rest of the game, and find a way to get out here and stop these Packers.
Clock now under a minute, and the Viking football team getting the Viking fans to their feet as they come to the sideline. The officials out in midfield, ready to get this second half underway. I think I'm ready to get this second half underway. Try and get some offensive output from the Vikings here tonight.
The officials from the All-Star Association, formerly Albany, that I used to officiate in. And Taylor, tell us how the little one's done here in his first ball game.
He has actually slept the whole first half, guys. Mom's going to go ahead and call it a night, get him home, lay him down, maybe listen to us the rest of the way on the radio. Good to see him out here for his first Viking game. Hopefully we can pull out a win.
You did get a picture of that, right?
We did.
Okay.
All right, Luna's set to kick off. Back deep. Jordan Williams in the middle, Taquan Lane near side, Nick Bergman far side. We're getting ready to get the second half of this football game underway here in Moultrie, Georgia. There's the whistle. And the most important half of football is underway. High end over end kick. And Lane takes it at the 10, the 15, the 20, 25, cuts outside. No! He's on the ground, knock him down at the 30. And we wanted a late hit. They should have been the...
No,
I disagree, Bill. I think it should have been a late hit.
He was already in the air. What do you do? The defender was coming over the top, and he got knocked down to the ground. The defender's already in position coming down, and he didn't throw an elbow or anything, but he did land on Taquan. I think a good no call.
Got an update out of Region 1 AA football. Cook is losing to Brooks 6-0.
Wow.
All righty, here comes the most important possession of any ball game. And we go to the wing T. Josh Clemens to the far side. Packers in a four-man front. Four linebackers. Give it to Mike Moore. He's across the 30. He gets 1 yard, maybe two.
Stick to the game plan. it's real easy when you don't get those big chunks of yard to start thinking you got to go away from the plan. But the wing tee is designed to just grind it.
Second and 8, D. Daniels at the fullback. Josh Lemons comes wide receiver near side. Almost a five-man front. Gives it to Daniels. He's across the 35. Look at him, big legs turn as he fights up to the 38-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 2 from there.
And that in wing tee is a doable down. 3rd and 2 is where you want to be if you got to get a 3rd down.
Clemens to the far side. Bergman wing back near side. Mike Moore wing back far side.
Now we got to finish. Finish this drive. Finish this. Get the 1st down.
Gerald calls out the play. Tied into our side. 5-man front for the Packers. 3 linebackers up tight. Now they walk a linebacker up in the line. Moore in motion. Give it to Moore around the right side. Gets hit. And he spins. And he will be probably a 0.5 yard short of the 1st down.
Maybe a 0.5 football short. They do call 4th down. He needed to get to the 40. And the nose of the ball is 0.5 the distance to the 40. Vikings going for it here on 4th.
Yes,
and
sir, right off the bat with 10:13 to go in the 3rd quarter. Gerald under center. And we jump.
The left side of the line took off early. That'll be a 5-yard penalty.
And now we'll punt the ball.
Had an opportunity there on a 4th and short. Vikings forced into a punting situation with the ball now at just shy of the 35-yard line.
Trey Scott goes back deep to receive. Mackenstein standing at our 20. Nice high punt. Signals fair catch. At the 33-yard line. That's where the Packers will take over.
32-yard punt by Matt Mackenstein that time. And the Packers will take over 1st down and 10 for their first drive here of the second half. 9:48 on the clock here in the 3rd quarter. Packers still lead 17-7.
I make that their 34-yard line. Seagraves with Wooden yard to his left. We're in a 4-man front. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, shovel pass underneath. Woodyard around 1 man. Clemens makes the tackle, but not before Woodyard gets the 1st down out to the 44-yard line.
Again, another situation where when that defensive line gets through that hole, I mean, gets through that line that fast, you've got to turn around. Teams are taking advantage of our aggressiveness on the defensive line.
Empty backfield. Seagraves sends trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. 4-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap. Quarterback keeper over the left side. And Trey Jackson hits him at the 49. And he'll fall forward to our 49.
That'll be enough for a 1st down for the Packers.
And number 17, Trey Jackson. 9:10 to go here in the 3rd quarter. Seagraves with Woodyard to his right. Trips to the far side. Gives it to Woodyard right up the middle. Gets hit by 1 man, 2, 3, and he'll get 4 yards on the carry down to the 45. Be 2nd and about 6 from there.
That's the thing on the Packers' run game. They're not getting a lot of yards usually on the run, but they're getting 3 and 4 yards, enough that you got the defense has got to honor the fact they are going to run the ball.
Last score we had, it was Coffee 13 and Valasa 7.
Here it's 17-7 with 8:27 left in the 3rd quarter. Vikings trail.
Seagraves in the pistol, puts Woodyard right behind him. Double tight end. Gives it to Woodyard up the middle. And he just squirted between some guys. Billy's going to be awfully close to the first down, down around the 38-yard line.
We'll
you saw him going to the line, and all of a sudden he just squirted out of there like a piece of butter.
First down for the Packers.
Back to a five-man front. Double tight end for the Packers. Seagraves gives the ball to Woodward right at the middle of James Mathis. Runs right into him, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that time Mathis shook off his block, was waiting on him when he came through the line there and hit him, like I say, just as he got to the line of scrimmage, maybe at a yard gain.
Ball on the far hash mark. They bring two receivers near side. Slide two out far side. We back up three-man front. He drops back. Shovel pass underneath the Woodyard. We had him. Gets about one man, two. Another man. There's a flag. I thought I saw a flag on the play, and we either got a face mask or a hold.
So far, only four penalties total in this ball game. Two against the Packers, two against the Vikings.
And let's see what we got here.
It's against the Packers. I didn't see the signal. Holding against the Packers.
At the 29-yard line. We'd gone something you rarely see. We went to a three-man front.
Yeah, Sam Washington, the defensive end, had to back up into coverage. And they took advantage by a little underneath shovel pass. A lot of discussion between the officials out there.
And probably it's where it's going to be enforced from, which will be at the...
As you say, around the 28-29, but that... would have been a first down. Let's see what the...
They're going to measure for a first down first.
Because that would be the difference between second and 10 and first and 10.
Yep.
I was going to say earlier, this is one of the most experienced crews on the All-Star Association. See if they'll get this rule right for sure.
The umpire, a former Gulf South Conference referee.
And he's explaining to the Packers coach what his call is going to be. And it will be second down at about 9.
Yep.
Another update on 1AA ball. Brooks County 13, Cook 0.
Since the loss at the first game of the season to the Valdosta Wildcats, Brooks County's just gone on a tear.
They really have.
And they really played very well in that game against the Wildcats back in the first game of the season and led for quite a bit of the ball game.
All right, we got a second and 10. Our second and 9.
And they still have not come to a conclusion as the officials have stopped play again and they are discussing.
It's on the 38-yard line.
Now they're going to come and Coach McPherson wants an explanation. And now the ball's moved back beyond. Oh, they move it from the line of scrimmage now, Wes. So it will be second. But wait a minute, they haven't moved the down marker.
Okay.
Now they have, and it's second and about 22, it looks like. Packers now, second and 22.
Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Nope, sorry. They've slid Flournoy out here in the slot on our side. Woodyard to the right of Seagraves. Four-man front for our Vikings. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. We trail it 17-7. There's a snap. We come after him. Throw the ball downfield. And just past the fingertips of Bobby Hill, Jr. And that'll be third and about 20.
All right, Wes, rule clarification. Ty Smith, from the tight end position, spread out wide, is 10 yards downfield and then blocks the defender while the ball is in the air to the other side of the field. That's an illegal contact downfield.
Sure is.
He's done that a couple times. He's a great blocker downfield, but he may be a little late downfield before he's hitting the defender.
Third and 22. Seagraves waiting on the snap. There it is. Gets it to Woodyard, trying to find a hole on the outside. We stretch him out. Bill, he's got the first down. No, he's going to be short of the first down.
But he picked up about 20 of those 22 yards.
He got to the corner. And it's going to be fourth down, and now you know they're going to go for it. We just didn't have the speed on the corners to match Woodyard, the transfer from Alabama.
19-yard carry on that play, guys.
Fourth and a yard at the 34-yard line. Double tight end. The two linebackers in at running back along with Woodyard.
We're going to get a band call. Nope. We got a timeout. Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings trail 17-7 with 6:35 left in the third quarter.
Back here at MacBar Field in Moultrie, Georgia. Our Vikings trail the Packers 17-7. 6:35 to go here in the third period. It's going to be fourth and about half a yard. We had them third and 22. And Woodyard, the transfer from Alabama, breaks one over the right side, and we just can't catch him. Seagraves, like I said, with those two linebackers and Woodyard there in the straight T formation. Seagraves goes under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Washington. They go outside. He's got the first down. And Clemens has to pull him down. They're going to call him more a horse collar tackle.
He got the outside corner. The only thing Clemens could do would be reach out and grab him and make that stop. Unfortunately, gets called for the horse collar, and that'll be 15 more yards added to the run.
Well, actually, it's inside the 30, so it'll be half the distance to the goal line. The horse collar is whenever you reach inside the shoulder pad.
And pull and change direction of the runner. That'll move the ball down to the 11-yard line of the Vikings.
First and 10 from there. Ball on the near hash mark. 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. Seagraves turns around and says something to Woodyard. Backs him up. They're in the pistol. Takes a snap, and he gets hit by Trey Jackson as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and he'll spring forward for 2 yards down to the 9. Second and 8 from the 9-yard line. 17-7. Again, the pistol. Two receivers far side. Seagraves in the shotgun. Gives it to Woodyard around the right side looking for a hole and runs into Tyquan Lang as he crosses the 10 down to the 9-yard line.
Tyquan came out with the ball. He's trying to plead his case that he took it out before he was down, but to no avail.
It'll be third and 7. At the 8-yard line.
Packers with a 10-point lead here. 17-7 with 5:15 left in the third quarter.
Little Matt Saylor for the Packers checks in. Two receivers far side, two near side. Woodard to the right of Seagrave. Takes a snap, drops back, looks to the end zone, throws, and...
Oh, that is... The ball was way beyond Ty Smith, and they threw a flag, Wes, three of them in there, but the ball was well beyond Ty Smith.
But there is no such thing as uncatchable in high school.
But the ball was beyond his catch. I mean, it had passed him. I agree, there's no...
Coaches were asking that it was tipped. It wouldn't matter if the ball was tipped.
Pass interference, automatic first down.
I'm going to get Coach Graybill to work on the instant replay for us so we can watch that on. Wow. I thought good defensive play.
I thought Josh Clemens had tipped it. 4:53 to go here. A lot of discussion now among the officials.
Set the ball at the 3-yard line.
They put it down at the 4. Got those two linebackers back there along with Woodyard in the tee. Graves goes under center. We go to a 5-man front. Graves. Seagraves takes a snap. Gives it to Washington. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage by James Mathis. And that's all he'll get.
Got to give credit to number 67, Stacy Wright as well, right there to meet him as he came through the line.
Sam Washington checks in.
That'll send Justin Evans to the sideline.
Second and goal from the 4. That's straight T formation. Under center goes the Packer quarterback. Takes a snap, gives it to Woodyard, looking for a hole, and he'll get down to about the 2, but that's as far as he's going to get. It'll be third and goal from there. We're at the 4-minute mark here in the third quarter, trailing by 10, 17-7. Boy, that 17-7 score looked familiar, fella. Packer quarterback again. Two tight ends. Gives it to John Gray, the linebacker. He tries up and over, and this time he gets hit by Trey Jackson as he went up in the air. Trey Jackson launched himself off his feet, met him in midair, drove him back. It will be fourth and goal.
You wonder what Prost calls here. Do they go for it?
That's three straight plays inside about the 4-yard line where we stuffed them. I think if you're Prost, you probably want to take the points here.
I don't think so. I think he takes the 7 if he can get it. If he doesn't, he pins the Vikings back at the 2 to start.
Well, they give him down to the 1-yard line. Fourth and goal from the 1. 2:45 to go here in the third. Trailing by 10. Probst now calls timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after that.
Back.
All righty, 2:39 to go here in the third. I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
No, I just go ahead. We're fine. We're back. And 2:39 left in the third quarter. Vikings trail 17-7 against the Packers here in the hog pen at Maxart Field. It's fourth and goal for the Packers. Inside the 2-yard line. The Vikings have stopped them 3 straight times. They've gone from the 4 to the 2 in 3 plays. And now a 4th and goal. Viking defense will have to bow up right here. Wes, it's time for them to break out those battle axes.
It sure is. Here they come, swinging those battle axes. Got those lances ready.
They're in tight formation, though. Watch 80 sneaking out.
Packer quarterback under center. That's T formation. Waiting on the snap. There it is. So Washington trying to get outside. We got a hand on him. And he made the corner into the end zone.
James Mathis had him about the 7 or 8 yard line with one hand, but just could not pull him down. And the Packers get in the end zone and go up 23-7, waiting on the extra point. Whistles on the field here. Officials attending to one of the linemen for the Packers. Now we're ready to attempt the extra point.
Waiting on Luna's kick. It's down. It's up. It's good. 2:35 to go in the third. Vikings trail. 24-7. We'll be back after this. I'm back at Mack Tharp Stadium where our Vikings trail 24-7. There's a kick. High end over end kick. Bergman takes it at the one. He's up to the five. Slips and falls at the 5 yard line.
Bergman was trying to hesitate, wait on something to happen there. What do you got on that last drive?
That last drive for the Packers, 6 minutes off the clock. They went about 65, 66 yards, 14 plays, 12 of them were runs, 2 passes, 4 first downs.
Wow, and a touchdown. Vikings on offense, Lance Gerrold.
Goes under center. It looks like we're back to that wing T, Bill. And they're back to a five-man front. And we give it to Daniels right up the middle. And he gets across the five up to the 6-7 yard line.
Nick Bergman comes out as Jordan Williams checks in his spot.
Clemens goes to the far side. They shift to the wide side of the field. Gerrold keeps it, fakes the pitch out, and he's out close to the 20-yard line. He'll have the first down. Great play by Lance Gerrold and Mike Moore trailing and faked the pitch out. They bit, and he gets us a first down out to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, Mike Moore with good position trailing the play, and a nice little fake pitch by Lance Gerrold. 1:55, the clock runs here in the third quarter. We trail 24-7.
Gerrold goes under center. Williams in motion. Gives it to Mike Moore on the counter. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
Little hesitation. I'm sorry, Wes. A little hesitation by Mike Moore after he took the handoff and just didn't explode through the hole. And the defense for the Packers able to converge.
1:33 to go here. 1:24 to go here in the third quarter. Trailing 24-7. Gerrold. As the Packer defense is moving around, drops back looking to pass. Oh! The pass intended, I thought, for Jordan Williams. Then I thought it was intended for Josh Clemens, but incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 8.
I think Jordan thought, he saw the ball coming, stuck his hand up, then realized he might not be the receiver. Pulled it back down very quickly. Brings up 3rd and 8 for the Vikings.
Gerrold slides under center. Nope. And what do we got?
Timeout.
Timeout Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Moultrie, Georgia, trailing 24-7. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. Third and about 8 for our Vikings at the 21-yard line. We need some scores, and we need them quick. Jarrell in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, one near side. Drops back, look, throws across the middle. Ball tipped. Clemens had it for a second. Williams almost had it. And Lance Jarrell slowly picking himself up off the ground. It'll be fourth down. Our Vikings will have to punt.
Matt Mackenstein's going to stand about his 7-yard line to receive the snap. And back deep for the Packers. Number 7. That's Trey Scott.
Yep, Trey Scott. There's a high, 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 high kick. Scott signals fair catch at the 50.
No, there you go. He tried to advance a fair catch, hoping that nobody saw him, and that's a penalty.
Yep, 5-yard penalty for delay of game.
Yep.
So back it up to their 45-yard line.
Well, they're going to throw the flag, it looks like, about the 49, so. They will, as you said, Wes, back it up to the 45. And not sure what the officials are talking about.
I'm not either. There's 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We still don't have any other update. Last one we had out of Douglas, it was Coffee 13, Valdosta 7. Packers send twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Tied into our side of the field. And the quarterback keeps it as he gets across the 50 down to our 47-yard line. Give him about 8 yards on the carry. He'll be second and two from there.
Justin Evans and Eric Hart in on the tackle. Clock continues to run, 27-26 here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 24-7. Packers not in a big hurry.
We're in a five-man front. C. Graves waits on the snap, gives it to Woodyard. And he gets hit at the 45-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by about half a yard. It'll be third and about half a yard, and that's the end of the third quarter. We'll head to the fourth quarter, trailing 24-7. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Moultrie, Georgia, on MacTharp Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers. We trail 24-7. Third and about half a foot. Seagraves takes the snap, keeps the quarterback keeper. Oh, we had him behind the line of scrimmage. And he turns across the 45 down to the 44. Seagraves looks over to the sideline, gets the play. Two receivers near side, one far side. There's a snap, gives it to Woodyard right up the middle, and he gets down to the 40-yard line. Give him 3 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 7 from there.
Packers taking a lot of time between snaps, Wes, just trying to run clock.
And that's what, if I had a 24-7 lead, I would too.
10:59, the clock runs here.
I want to remind everybody the Lions Eye Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company, 6:45. Coach and I sit down and talk about this game and the upcoming game with Coffee County. Seagraves again to Woodyard, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage by Sam Washington. And one of the few losses.
Yeah, two-yard loss that time. Oh, about a two-yard loss.
So it'll be third and eight.
D'Angelo Edmonds has an equipment issue with his helmet. Now he's got it fixed. Seagraves looks to the sideline. They are using all of the clock before they run this play. Third and eight.
And the referee steps in and stops it until D'Angelo gets his helmet fixed. Now winds it. Twins left, twins right. Seagraves waiting on the snap. Drops straight back. Looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by Lenore, and he's going to be close. Lenore Smith going to be close to that first down, down around the 33-yard line.
I think he needed the 32. They're marking him right at the 32. They're going to measure this, it looks like.
And they are. First time here in the second half, that play's been successful. They used it a ton in the first half.
Guys, I think he's going to have this by the nose of the football.
And he does look like it. Yep. First down for the Packers. 9:32, the clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter. Vikings trail 24-7. Again, Seagraves looks to the sideline. They're going to take all of this clock they can, Wes.
Yes, they are. We have done it a bunch of teams in the past. Bill, I don't know how far we'd have to go back, maybe to 06 to where we lost two in a row.
It was 06. The end of the season, lost to Tipton and Warner Robins. A lot of football left, guys.
Yes, yep. There is.
And there's flags on the play.
That's going to be illegal procedure against the Packers from where the flag is. But now then, they're pointing to the, like, defense may have lined up in the neutral zone again. And that is the call. We've had a lot of encroachment calls this year, Wes. Just lining up in the neutral zone is all I can come up with. And they're to our left. We don't really have a great vantage point from here to tell you, yes, who's lining up out, you know, in the neutral zone and where it's coming from. That'll move it ahead. Five brings up first and five now for the Packers.
And they go back to the pistol, splits his receivers. Seagraves with his hand on his hip. Woodyard standing right behind him.
They just wound the clock maybe 5-6 seconds ago. 8:59 now.
There's a snap, gives it to Woodyard right up the middle, and he runs right into Trey Jackson, the sophomore linebacker. And it was first and five, and it'll be second and four and a half.
And again, on the run, the clock continues to run, but they've got an equipment issue now. The officials
stopped the clock.
24-7, Vikings trail the Packers here at Mack Tharp Stadium, Tom White Field. Even the crowd, Wes, you can feel it. It's like air let out of a balloon.
Yep.
And I tell you, it's hard to get up like this, but it's going to take fans getting up to get kids up here.
Seagraves takes a snap. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage by James Mathis. All the way back to the 33-yard line. It'll be third and five.
Clock runs now under 8 minutes, 7:57. And it's third and a long four for the Packers from the Viking 27, 28-yard line.
.740 to go here in the ball game. Two receivers near side, like say Seagraves. As Bill has told you, he's taking every bit of it. He gives it to Woodyard around the right side, and he will not get the first down. He'll get down to about the 33.
Vikings only have one timeout left here in the ball game. I don't think we'll take it here.
Got an update in Douglas. Coffey still leads 13-10 over about Austin.
Cats have gotten a field goal. Fourth down now and about four as the Packers have no intention of punting it, trying for a field goal. They're just going to go for it.
Yep.
Viking fans need to get to their feet. Let's cheer this team on.
Seagraves waiting on the snap. There it is.
Try to reverse, and then what was the – oh, there's a flag in the backfield. Maybe delay a game.
That's what it was. Came from the back, Judge. That's going to be delay of game.
Took a little too long that time. I still think in this situation they're going for it. They were trying to double reverse, Wes.
Yep. Be fourth and nine.
And probably that double reverse maybe had a pass option in it. What do you think?
Probably did.
They're going to try a long field goal. This will be a 50-yarder. He's
yep.
Setting it down at the 40.
I'm not sure.
Luna has had a leg on his extra points.
From the right hash mark. There it is. Kicks up. It's got the distance. And it's good. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And back here at Mack Tharp Stadium, after a 50-yard field goal by Luna, the Packers go up 27-7 as Luna sets the kickoff for the Packers. Back deep for our Vikings. Jordan Williams, Nick Bergman, and Tyquan Lang. This was going to be fielded by Lang at the four. Comes around the right side. Tries to find a little bit of a hole and shakes one off, but will not make the 20 as he'll be brought down at the 15-yard line.
That drive for the Packers, they took 6 minutes and 55 seconds off the clock. They only went 30 yards. Ran 8 plays, 7 of them were runs, 1 pass, 2 first downs. Resulted in a 50-yard field goal.
He didn't have much more on that 50, maybe 51, 52, but he got every bit of it. Cleared that crossbar.
We go back to the spread. Gerald in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Drops back. Throws out to Nick Bergman. Makes the catch. He's across the 20 up to the 21, 22-yard line. .545 to go here in this contest. Vikings trail by 20 points. Again, Gerald looking over, getting the play from the sidelines. Gerald again waiting on the snap. Gives it to Moore. Moore by one man, two. He has the first down as he gets out across the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. Gerald throws out in the flats. Catch made by Clemens. He gets hit immediately after about a 4-yard catch. Make it a 6-yard catch. Would be
also in on top of number 7, Chris Scott. Game five. Second down.
Second and four. The ball out to the 33-yard line. Four-man front for the Packers. Gerald brings Bergman in motion. Takes a snap. Drops back again looking. Throws downfield for Clemens. And Clemens went one way and the ball went the other. And Gerald is down on the ground again.
He took a shot right to the midsection. Just as he threw the ball.
Four and a half minutes to go here in the ball game. Gerald looks, checks the play on his wristband. Brings more in motion. He keeps it right up the middle.
Short of the first down.
It was third and about five. It's going to be fourth. And about half a yard. No, fourth and about three. And what are we doing?
Double tight end set.
We're going for it. Heavy right. And we're looking for a hole. Face mask, and it's not called. And we'll turn the ball over on downs with 3:51 to go. And folks, I ain't kidding you. When they wrapped him up, they had a handful of face masks. And it was not called. Of course, that's not going to make a difference. 3:51 to go. Trailing 27-7. Packer football at the 36-yard line.
At the Viking 36.
Yep. Coffee County comes to town next Friday night, the last regular season home game. If that score stands over and Douglas won't the Trojans be flying high. Seagraves drops back looking. Goes downfield. Catch made by Bobby Hill at the 5-yard line.
Yard pass reception on that play. Packers first and goal from their own 6-yard line.
Clock will start when they set the chains at 3 minutes and 42 seconds left in the ballgame. Vikings trail 27-7.
Seagraves. With. He gives it to number 25, tries to get outside, and Trey Jackson, the first man to him.
He, along with Tyquan Lang, bring him down.
That's John Boatwright.
Got an update out of Douglas. Coffee 20, got off the 10.
The second and goal back at the 10-yard line. Seagraves taking all the time in the world. There's a snap, gives it to Boatwright right up the middle, and he gets five of them back and maybe another yard as he gets down around the 4-yard line. It'll be third and goal from there.
Again, taking all the time, clock running 2:22, 2:21. Third and goal from the 4-yard line for the Packers. They lead 27-7.
Seagraves in the pistol. Gives it to Boatwright. Right up the middle. Nothing there. Well, I guess maybe give him a yard down to about the 3. It'll be fourth and goal from the 3.
Clock goes under 2 minutes now, Wes. 1:53. And it'll be fourth and goal. Packers in control, 27-7 over our Lowndes High Vikings.
Eleven-game running streak looks like it's fixing to come to an end. Lee Graves in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back, looking to the end zone, throws one up in the air, touchdown in the corner to Bobby Hill.
That'll put six more on the scoreboard, 33-7, awaiting the extra point. Lewis kicks.
Up, it's good. With a minute 20 to go in the ball game, Vikings trailing 34-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Minute 20 to go here in the ball game, Vikings trailing 34-7. The Lowndes High Randy McPherson Show at Austin's Cattle Company. Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach Mack and I sit down at 7 o'clock. High, high, high kick. Sam Washington makes the catch. And
it's
not Sam.
That was Justin Evans.
Justin Evans makes the catch and falls down. We'll take over at our own 28-yard line.
Minute 20 left in the ballgame. It'd be nice to get seven more on the board to go home with. Won't make a difference in the outcome.
Vikings will drop to 5-3 on the year, 0-2 in the region. Packers will go to 7-1 and 2-0 in the region. Heavy right. Gerald takes the pitch out, keeps it, gets across the 30. And he has taken a beating tonight from that Packer defense.
He has. He's been hit when he throws. He's been hit when he runs. Minute 4, minute 3, the clock continues to run. Packers are putting 9 and 10 in the box in the wing tee.
And we give it to
number 36 for us. That is Tevin Orr.
Right up the middle. Tevin gets about a yard. 30 seconds to go here in the ball game. Coffee will come to town next Friday night. Kickoff at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Mike Moore in motion. Give it to Moore around the left side, looking for a hole. Gets hit, pulled down from behind. And that may be the final play of the ball game. Remind everybody, Valdosta State plays tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Dick Rocky, Tom Odom, and I'll have that broadcast for you.
And that's it. Zeros across the board. Vikings fall 34-7 to the Colquitt County Packers.
Vikings drop to, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. Come back and we'll wrap this one up for you. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Back here at Mack Tharp Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. He'll have Coach Mack in a minute. And Taylor Biddle. Vikings lose 34-7. We go to 5-3 on the year, 0-2 in the region. Colquitt goes to 7-1 overall at 2-1 in the region. And let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers.
Hey guys, I'm with Coach Matt. Coach Matt, that was a tough game.
Yeah, they put it on us, boy. We just got to get back to work.
Coach, I can tell. I know you're upset. Going to go back to work Monday. We got coffee next week. Get us the region win, right?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Coach.
All righty, and as we expected, Coach Mack doesn't like to talk a whole lot to start with, and much less after a tough loss, especially whenever you lose two in a row. And Taylor, you got a trivia stat there for us.
Yeah, I got a couple interesting points here. The last time Lowndes lost by two scores was by 10 to Grayson in 08. Lost by more than 10 was 2006 to Houston County. Lost by 20 or more was 2005 game to Ware, 28-7.
And with the score holding the way it is, it was still not the biggest loss that McPherson has taken. 43-3 against Lovejoy in 0-2 was Max Pearson's biggest loss in the playoffs.
I remember that one because I was up in Lovejoy and freezing my hiney off. It was bitterly, bitterly cold up there for that ball game. Bill Osborne makes his way over, and Bill has some stats for us. Let him slide his headphones on.
You waiting on me?
Yep, waiting on you.
I don't even know if I want to talk about him. I'm going to give you the final score. Colquitt wins 34-7. Colquitt stats for the final game, 17 first downs, rushed 40 times for 128 yards. They were 18 for 23 for 166 yards in the air, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays for the Packers, 63. Total offense, 294. They fumbled once, losing that. Penalized five times for 35 yards. One punt for 36 yards. Their leading rusher, number 11, Willie Wayard, 22 carries for 93 yards. Their leading passer, receiver, Ty Smith, seven catches for 68 yards. You ready?
Yep.
For the Vikings, six first downs. We were 31 carries for 78 yards. We were 4 of 9 in the air for 44 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. We ran 40 total plays for 122 yards. We fumbled twice, didn't lose either. Penalized six times for 39 yards. Had five punts for an average of 31. Our leading rusher, number 21, Nick Bergman, six carries for 31 yards. Leading receiver, number 24, Kevin Edwards, one catch for 30 yards. And that's your final stats brought to you by Barry Broom Allstate Insurance, where you're in good hands with Allstate. That's your final stats for tonight as the Vikings fall 34-7 to the Colquitt County Packers. And we got to get ready to welcome in the Coffee High Trojans next Friday night,
who currently right now are beating Valdosta 13-10. 20-10. Over there. At 6:45 on Tuesday night, Coach Mack and I will sit down at Austin's Cattle Company and talk about this ball game and the upcoming game with Coffee County. And want to remind everybody, pregame at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock as the Trojans come to town. And Bill, it's a tough ball game.
It is. Remember Tuesday night, 6:45 at Austin's Cattle Company. We'll talk about this game and get you ready for the Coffee High Trojans. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Time to say goodnight, Wes. It is goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Marty Rogers, Tater Biddle, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.